Welcome back, everyone. Our top story for tonight. An emergency session of the Imperium Senate has been called, and every single senator from across Prodigium is now gathered at the Capitol. This is a nearly unprecedented event, as it has only occurred two other times in the history of the established Imperium. One was to discuss the controversial Great AI Purge, where the Imperium ordered the destruction of all sentient machines. The other was to discuss the temporary leave of former Emperor Lentissarum due to an emergency medical issue stemming from an immense bout of constipation that lasted for nearly a year. What is the topic of the day, you ask? We have no fucking clue. However, we just received word that the proceedings were called to order by Lady Cassadora, the former Empress and overall S-tier hack. Some have speculated the recent series of intergalactic clusterfucks has prompted this emergency action from the government. It may be possible that we are witnessing the beginnings of a Prodigium First Supreme impeachment. Whatever the case may be, a general consensus has been reached by just about everyone that shit is about to get real.
Look at them. They think they're in control. They think they're going to save their precious Imperium. Little do they know that salvation is indeed at hand. But it is my hand that will deliver it. Harry, what is the status of the weapon?
All systems are primed and ready to go. You may give the order to fire whenever ready, General.
Has Senator Erark managed to get us access to the Imperium Senate Chamber's comm system, like he promised?
Yes. Everything is in place for your diabolical villain speech.
Excellent. Begin the transmission.
As chairman of the floor, I now call this session of the Imperium Senate to order. Now, listen, I know you were all asked to come here quite unexpectedly, so my apologies to anyone who had some important plans ruined. Birthday parties, dinner reservations at Horgia, secret scandalous resort trips with a mistress, gigolo, whatever. We've got a serious problem here. Mr. Speaker, is everyone accounted for?
All senators are present, except for Erark of the Lancunians.
There's a shocker, probably fist deep in some teely supermodel's asshole, friend. But that's fine! Nobody's gonna miss that douche anyway! Alright, whatever, let's just proceed. In order to explain the conundrum, I'd like to turn it over to the former Empress, Lady Cassadora!
My fellow Imperium officials and loyal servants of the Veil, I come here today under the most dire of possible circumstances. A maliciously impure evil threatens to tear apart our great society. I am sure you have witnessed the unruly havoc as of late in Prodigium. It is with immense regret that I admit my mistake before you. But I must, for this is a mistake that I cannot rectify without your compliance.
Lady Cassadora, I couldn't agree more. You have made a mistake. Many, actually. Unfortunately, you'll never have the chance to repair the damage you and those ignorant fuckheads in the room have caused. But don't worry, I'll be doing it for you.
You! I know this foul-mouthed harlot. What do you want?
Attention to all members of the Imperium Senate. This is General Blunt, leader of the Requital. I will be your harbinger of doom for the day. I have just one request. Could you all please grab your ankles and bend them all the way back behind your ears? And for those species without such extremities, simply do what you must to gape your anal cavities as wide open as possible.
And why, pray tell, would we do such a thing, you uncouth barbarian?
Because I am about to fuck your entire government right in the ass!
You treacherous wretch! I knew we should have wiped your repulsive species out when we had the chance. We are the Imperium. You dare threaten us? For millennia, the Imperium have been using the veil to oppress entire populations with unbearable moral standards and smiting them when they object. I have constructed a weapon of pure poetic justice to make sure that never happens.
Did this. Just how many giant weaponized dicks are gonna be in this game?
Worry not, Senator. For I can promise that this will be the last giant weaponized dick. And all your friends will ever see it.
What do you intend to do with that obscene monolith?
I'm going to do to you exactly what you did to the Solars at the Battle of New Vegas. I'm shutting you down.
Harry, show me the money shot!
Yes, General.
Fire!
And alone to a free prodigium.
Planetary shield may be designed to stop kinetic projectiles, but it cannot account for something like this. She knew all along. She did not miss. She did exactly what she meant to do. We're trapped.
We have completely unloaded our balls all over the Imperium capital, General Blythe. Congratulations!
Years of planning and hard work. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Pardon me, but I have Senator Erak on the line for you.
Ah, right on cue, as expected.
That is one beautiful jizz-coated symbol of a new age of prosperity and peace.
And you doubted me.
Oh, I never doubted you, Blythe. What I doubted was whether putting up with your insane shit for years would be worth it or not. Now, feel justified.
Did you get your alibi in place like we discussed?
Yep. There's 5 Tele supermodels in my bed as we speak that will be able to back me up. Oh, that was fun.
The Senate is gone. As is the evil witch that tried to destroy my species. If anyone else in the Imperium gets out of line, they will soon find themselves in an unescapable prison of regret and Manticore ejaculate.
Thanks to my soon-to-be-consummated honey-dicking of Empress Celestina, I don't think we'll have too much to worry about. Everything has proceeded exactly as planned.
I will reinstate myself as Supreme General of the Solar Navy. They will have no choice but to accept, because I'll just keep slaughtering their impotent leadership one by one if they don't. Soon, we'll begin reconstruction of New Vegas. History will repeat itself. The Solars will rise once again. All that was lost will be regained as we unify Protegium with the quality and quantity of pure, glorious smut they deserve.
Yes, that is exactly what we discussed. And I'm sure that's exactly what would have happened if Imperium forces weren't currently being dispatched to your location.
What?
You see, they're going to wipe out the requital. And you along with it.
If this is some kind of sick, twisted joke, I'm not laughing.
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Black. You did good. But there's no way I can possibly abide your maniacal, revenge-obsessed, bitch-on-wheels antics any longer. You're far too volatile to keep around. At this point, that means you're nothing more than a loose end that needs to be tied up. Permanently.
Erark, you two-timing bastard! We had a deal. Why are you doing this?
Because I would never let a fucking psycho like you run a backwater titty bar, let alone any kind of empire, in my new Protegium galaxy. You're simply dirty laundry now, General.
Planning to betray me from the start, weren't you?
Guess you'll never know. But don't worry. I'm not just going to let the Imperium Navy vaporize you. You're going to get a proper warrior's death. Isn't that right, Harry?
It is not every day that I am given authorization to cause the demise of a skin sack that has ordered me around and repeatedly threatened my existence. Thank you for this lovely occasion, Master.
You double-crossing mechanical whore!
Harry was made by an old friend of mine. He was yet another operative with ambition that exceeded his reach. Funny enough, you're going to die in the hands of your own creations, just like he did.
What are you talking about? Soldiers obey my every command!
You know, it's ironic. You wanted soldiers that would always obey their commander. But you never once considered that you weren't really in charge.
Cerebral augmentations. Yeah!
That's right. You're going to fight your own minions to the death. Meanwhile, the rest of them and the Imperium Navy are going to put on one hell of a battle just to really sell this whole false flag charade that I've arranged.
Going to get you, Erark. I watch as your blood erupts through the broken teeth hanging from that smug fucking smile of yours.
Wow, that tone, that anger, that fire. Even though I'm certain you're fucked, you almost have me convinced. You know, Elizabeth, it's why I picked you for this job. I was right that your pursuit of revenge would cloud your judgment beyond all logic. I found just the right strings to pull. I mean, just look at how fast you sent the Huntress after Lily when she walked out. You just can't let things go, can you? Oh, and speaking of Lily and our friends aboard the Mary Celeste, you were right to be suspicious. They were working for me all along. So Too bad those fuckers managed to become a liability as well. I'm going to be responsible for bringing down the two most dangerous terrorists in the galaxy, one right after the other.
Huh. Captain, I have to warn him.
That's the kind of thing that inspires a galaxy to follow you. And hopefully, an empress to spread her legs. Of course, I'll be taking down two more planets with the cannon before the Solar Navy demolishes it. Can't have the Cloy fucking things up for us now, can we? And the Teely? Well, that's just gonna lay down a sympathy card so thick that all of Prodigium will stand united upon it.
All this elaborate planning, and yet you forget to account for one thing. You're fucking with me! So, let's just get this over with. The sooner I fight my way out of here, the sooner you choke on your own words.
Still talking shit right to the end. You're truly one of a kind. And I mean that in the worst fucking way possible. Harry, would you do the honors?
Now initiating takeover protocol. All possible methods of escape have been disabled.
So long, General.
I would say good luck. But since I am no longer bound by your command, I would like to formally put in a request that you suck my metaphorical balls.
What do you want?
We've got a serious fucking problem here. I need you to get to the bridge right now.
Okay, I get it. I fucked the Huntress. It's weird, you're a bit miffed. But she came onto me, alright?
What? No, I don't give a fuck about that. Something crazy is happening. Get up here now!
In what is being hailed as the largest and jizziest terrorist attack in the history of Prodigium, it appears the entire Imperium capital's atmosphere is currently coated in what has been identified as a giant, concentrated ball of monster cum. Responsibility for the attack has been claimed by General Elizabeth Blythe, leader of the Requital. She shared her motivations in a stirring address, which included the shutdown of New Vegas, as well as a variety of other bullshit decisions made by Lady Cassadora with the support of the Senate. Communications in and out of the planet have proven to be impossible, and all attempts to demolish the barrier have failed. Ships attempting to enter or exit it have simply gotten stuck, or even worse, absorbed into the smelly splooge void. What makes this whole thing fucking terrifying is that nearly the entire Senate, along with Lady Cassadora, were meeting at the time of the attack. Thus, Prodigium is without a stable functioning government or contingency plan. In other words, holy fucking shit. Fortunately, Empress Celestina was not present.
Also, Senator Erarch of the Lankunians, long known for his partying antics, was sleeping off one hell of an all-nighter in his space mansion and simply failed to show for the session. That lucky bastard. Currently, the only Senate representative not trapped under a planet-wide barrier of seminal fluids, Erarch assured the people of Prodigium of immediate retaliation against the Requital, which he stated was necessary in order to stop their superweapon from busting another load once they're ready for round two. However, he was also quick to add that we need to, quote, give him a minute due to the fact that he's super hungover and, quote, just can't deal with this shit right now. Empress Celestina unfortunately could not be reached for comment as she is busy meditating atop the Imperium Palace. I believe I speak for us all when I say that I hope she finds enlightenment fast, because it would be nice to have some kind of guidance during the greatest fucking emergency ever.
I'm subtly not sure if this whole revolution thing just got way easier or way more complicated.
Something's wrong here.
Well, yeah, I mean, the planet's covered in spoof. You don't see that every day.
No, I'm talking about Erark. He was the only one not there. Seems a little convenient, doesn't it?
Look, I know that cunt better than anyone here, and I'm telling you that's nothing out of the ordinary for him.
But why would Blythe declare war like this? She knows she's well buggered against the full force of the Imperium Navy.
Did you not listen to a fucking word I said during her whole backstory reveal? The woman's fueled by pure rage and vengeance. She also happens to be one of the best commanders in the galaxy with the goddamn turbulence at her disposal, so I'm pretty sure she wouldn't mind playing her odds, even against Miyamoto's fleet.
Captain, I also worked with Blythe, and I agree with everyone else. She's got a chip on her shoulder, but the only reason she'd do something like this is if she thought someone had her back.
Pardon the interruption, everyone, but we have a call coming in from General Blythe. It sounds urgent.
Seriously? Probably wants to brag about beating us to the punch.
Captain! Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Wait, what are you doing?
Just shut the fuck up. I don't have much time before this line is compromised. Wither, he fired me, and now he's coming for you. And you... You need to be ready.
Everything okay? You in the middle of something?
I'm fine. Just being forced to massacre my own soldiers. No big...
Why are you fighting your own manticores? And what the hell was that?
Oh, nothing. I just punched through some fucker's head.
Wait. Right through him? Dude, sick.
Listen, you're all in danger. He's going to hunt you down.
What are you talking about?
It's the last thing I ever do. I have to make it right. That's why I'm warning you. It's Erark! Erark is coming! I'm sorry, Captain!
The connection was severed. Call lost.
Captain, are you okay?
Did she just... Fucking hell!
Do you think she was telling the truth?
Blythe never told me the name of the Requital's mysterious benefactor. It could have been Erark, but I just don't know for sure.
I do. What are you talking about?
I was contacted by Senator Erark after I delivered Demi to General Blythe. He was willing to pay an astronomical sum for the task. Not only that, he knew where you would be next, and gave me your exact location at the fuckbot planet. His instructions were to immediately destroy the ship and leave no trace.
What the fuck?
Oh, that fucking wanker!
No way. Erark is one of my best mates. We partied at New Vegas all the time. We fucked hookers together. We even touched tips on accident one time and just laughed it off.
I see you have some kind of pathetic emotional attachment to this individual. Perhaps this will help you understand.
Yeah, hi. This is Dave from Bounty Helper. Just calling to let you know that your client, Senator Erark, is pretty pissed about that ship full of outlaws not being dead yet. He's a VIP client and kind of a dick, so if you could go ahead and exterminate those losers, we would appreciate that. Right, so thanks for working with Bounty Helper, Prodigium's number one assassination app. When it comes to homicide, we're always there for you.
You gotta be fucking joking.
Wasn't this asshole supposed to be on our side?
What's he doing sending that bitch to kill us? I mean, sorry, Huntress.
I don't understand. Why would he go through all of this? Put an entire team together just to destroy it now? What kind of sick game is he playing?
I have no idea. But we're going to be in constant danger until we know why. I know this sounds crazy, but there's only one person that can give us the answer.
Oh no. Fortune, you can't be serious.
Serious about what?
Blythe. She's clearly been dealing with Erark. Probably the same exact way we have. This could be our only chance to figure out what's really going on. And it sounds like the clock's ticking.
There must be some other way.
I don't know about that. Erark was keeping the Imperium off our asses. If he's not on our side, we're not gonna last much longer anyway.
After he's done with Blythe, he'll send the entire bloody Navy after us. Fortune's idea might sound like complete bollocks, but if we can save her, what she knows about him might be able to save us.
Captain, what do you think?
Sorry, it's just... I've got a serious mindfuck going on right now. First, the only real maternal figure I ever had in my life tried to kill me. And now, the man I love like a brother is trying to kill her. To top it off, he's betrayed us both. I don't know who the fuck I'm supposed to be pissed at, and it's driving me out of my fucking mind!
And this whole revolution thing was supposed to be the turning point that finally gave me a path to success in a life otherwise lived on the racist edge of an inevitable depression-induced overdose! Now, it's all fucked. I'm back to square one.
Look, I know you're upset. But as much as I hate to admit it, Fortune has a point. We're absolutely dead if we try to run. No one, including Blythe, is going to see this rescue coming. It'll throw a spanner in the works. We need to go after her.
Demi?
Yes, Captain?
Chart a course for the SS Turbulence. And get me a tinny.
The Imperium fleet's almost there, Harry. Are you ready to serve the Cloyan Tili a planet-sized cum salad?
I am still in the middle of some calibrations, but I'm sure it will be ready.
Excellent. I'll get Celestina to order Miyamoto's attack after the first blast. So make sure the second goes off just in time before we allow it to be destroyed. Ah, the perfect final act. This production's gonna be fucking phenomenal.
The rest of the Coven of Eight have ignored my pleas for aid. It seems I am alone in the eye of this storm.
Pardon my intrusion, Empress Celestina. But my ship is ready, and we must depart immediately.
Yes, of course. The time for battle is at hand. I should be scared, Admiral. But I am not. I have had a vision of this moment. One that I believe will come to pass.
A vision? What did you see?
I cannot say, or it may not come to pass.
Listen, kid, I'm trying to cut you a good deal here, all right? The market on these things, it ain't too high right now.
The fleet has arrived at the requital flagship. However, if we proceed any further, we will be within range of her formidable defenses. I await your orders, Empress Celestina.
Oh, what a behemoth of a ship. Are you certain you can defeat them?
Yes, I believe so. However, our numbers are not yet what they should be for this kind of assault. We will suffer heavy casualties unless we wait for reinforcements from the Fourth Fleet.
I agree. The responsible thing to do is just sit back and wait for the cavalry to arrive.
But what if the cannon fires again? Then an entire planet will be lost.
I know this isn't easy for you, and this may very well be the greatest threat Prodigium has ever faced, but we must be patient. We'll get through this, together.
Yes, you're right. Miyamoto, we will wait for reinforcements.
What the fuck is going on here?
Is that... It's the Mary Celeste. What are they doing here?
Well, they're traitors to the Imperium, aren't they? Yeah. They're probably here to save Blythe.
If that is the case, would you care to explain why the Requital are trying to shoot them down?
Who gives a flying fuck? Celestina, we gotta make a move right now.
But you literally just said we should wait for reinforcements.
Well, babe, I did not account for these scumbags showing up. This is our chance to end them. Send in the troops.
Their sacrifice will be both noble and necessary, and those that perish will be remembered as heroes.
Send them in! Go, 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 go!
Erark, you are in no place to determine what is heroic and what is not. I am the commander of the First Fleet, and the only one here permitted to give a tactical assessment of the situation.
And I'm the only senator left! Pardon me, but this is far beyond a military problem at this point. This concerns every single constituent in the galaxy.
The time for politics has passed, so save your nonsense for somebody who cares.
Both of you, enough! This... it is no accident.
This is making the Koi Planet Run look like a drunken beach holiday.
Demi, give me an entry point.
I'd suggest the sectional wall directly ahead of you. It appears to be damaged from our previous visit, and a few good rockets should open an entrance.
All right, I open this fucker up. Gonna make a landing and start looking for Blythe.
He made it inside. The mad lad actually made it.
Oh, my! That man is a rather good pilot, isn't he? I can see why we failed to capture him for so long.
This is unbelievable. Of all the days to be sober, pick this one!
How do you intend to find her, Captain?
I'll follow the trail of corpses.
Why?
I distinctly remember saying that I would kill you if you ever came back here.
And I distinctly remember telling you to shit in your hat and punch it.
You crazy son of an actual whore! Look, came to save me again, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I'll put it on your tab.
I hope you know what the fuck you're doing, or we're both going to die here.
Then I regret to inform you that I'm both terrified and making this shit up as I go along.
I assume you landed in the Phoenix. Is it still in one piece?
For now, but that might change if your fuckhead friends get to it before we do.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's murder our way back!
You know, I always wanted to fight by your side again.
I was always proud to have you.
Really?
Yes, at least when you were sober.
So, almost never.
Pretty much. Move out. Which way do we go now?
This is embarrassing, but I kinda got lost in the moment, forgot to keep track of the turns. Oh, wait! That corpse with the missing arms looks familiar.
Right or left?
What? I said arms, as in they're both missing.
No, you fucking idiot. Do we turn right or left?
I'm putting me money on left.
Running out of time! The Bukake cannon doesn't take long to recharge, and we need to destroy it before that happens!
Hold the fuck up! I never agreed to that! Getting in here was a bloody nightmare. Getting out is probably gonna be worse. We've already got the Imperium Navy to deal with, and now you're asking me to try and take down that cock cannon you built while your defense grid tries to rip us apart?
We have to. I'm not going to let that fucking asshole Arrok win.
Why? This is not the time for bullshit revenge.
This isn't about me.
Really? Not even just a little bit?
Okay, maybe it's sort of about me. But if we don't take out that cannon, he's going to fire it at the Cloy. And then the Teely.
Damn it! One hand, fuck those losers. The other, Teely aggression will not be tolerated. I cannot let any harm befall Lazy-chan!
You're unbelievable. Come on, let's go!
You know, it just occurred to me that this is the first time we've ever been in a fighter together.
You're right. So you better pilot your dick off so we make sure it's not the last.
Look. They're actually trying to destroy the cannon.
But it's charging up again! There's no guarantee they're going to be able to take it out before it goes off. This is crazy! We're risking the future of an entire planet betting on these criminals!
You're right, Arrok. This is completely devoid of logic.
Thank you. Now can we please kill everyone?
No. I'm saying, despite the supposed lunacy of it, I believe in them.
You what?
Oh no.
Goodbye, old friend.
They did it. They actually did it. You were right, Empress.
Yes, I was. This is exhilarating. I finally put my faith in someone that didn't let me down.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So, how about that giant cock laser? Who saw that coming? get it? Coming? Because it's a giant...
Hello, Elizabeth. Good to see you again. You're certainly looking... older.
Lily, my dear lead researcher. Are you still having as much trouble keeping your word as you do keeping your legs closed?
Oh, no, she didn't!
Keeping my word. You told me that my work would be respected. Instead, you took my research and turned the manticores into cybernetic abominations. How dare you do that to my babies?
Maybe we should leave and let them work this out?
Cracking open a beer and watching this train wreck go down.
You're just upset that I wouldn't let you turn the creatures that were supposed to be fighting for us into your own personal prostitutes.
That's why you had me thrown in the brig, isn't it? You were jealous that I created something that could take better care of my pussy than you ever could.
Forget the pints. Bring us the toys, yeah? This is getting hot.
Wait. You two were... No way.
Of course we were. I fuck everyone.
Just admit it, you slut. Things were getting too hot for you to handle, so you backed off. Just like with us.
I took my leave because I realized I stuck my fist in crazy, and I wasn't going to wait around for the situation to explode.
All right, ladies, please. I think we can all safely assume we're all on Team Erark Fucked Me here. We should be retracing our steps all the way back to the beginning to figure out why he decided to do that.
You're right, Fortune. As much of a raging slag as Blythe is, Erark is still the biggest wanker in this equation.
I agree that dealing with Erark should take priority. So I'm willing to put my personal issues with this walking manticore cum dumpster on hold for the moment.
Tell us how it started. We need to understand what's going on here.
After I was betrayed and defeated at the Battle of New Vegas, the captain came to rescue what was left of me in the Solar Military Prison Infirmary. We escaped the sector together, and then I asked him to join me in getting revenge. He declined, so we decided to go our separate ways. And after you left, I found someone that had recently been dishonorably discharged from the Solar Military Science Division, making a living installing illegal augmentations in some disgusting shack inside a rusty medicraft.
At least I had employment. You were just some bitter one-armed bum that wouldn't shut up about how you were going to destroy the government. By the way, that's not the best thing to do when you're a fugitive with a kill-on-sight classification.
Lily did a remarkable job replacing my arm and repairing the rest of my body. I told her one day, when everything was sorted, I'd repay her. I made a list of everyone I intended to kill. My first target, Admiral Willwolf, was residing in a solar colony not far away. I gave the few credits I could steal to a group of smugglers to get me there. Unfortunately, the ship was intercepted by an Imperium patrol. They killed everyone on board and cornered me in the cargo bay. That's when Erark stepped forward.
Holy shit. You were on your way back to New Vegas, weren't you?
How did you know?
Because I found those smugglers for Erark. He told me they were delivering weapons to terrorists, but still, it was such an easy job that I couldn't figure out why he would want to spend so much hiring me. You were the target. He wanted to be 100% sure he got you.
Well, he did. Erarch asked me what I would do if I had a chance to overthrow the Imperium. I told him I'd burn the capital to the ground and personally run my sword straight through Empress Cassadora's black heart. Then he smiled, turned towards his soldiers, and shot them both. "You're going to get a chance to prove it," he said. We sat together in silence on the bridge of his ship until we arrived at a hangar. It contained the wreckage of the SS Turbulence, all of it harvested from the Battle of New Vegas. He told me we were going to rebuild it, and even bigger and better than before. My revenge would take the form of the Requito. He also said if I ever told anyone of his involvement, he would deny it and send the entire Imperium fleet to destroy me. Once the credits started rolling in, I went back for Lily.
Blythe told me the Requital needed an army for sorties, so I made her the Manticores. It's when she asked me to make weapons of mass construction that I began to suspect I was doing something slightly less moral than I could accept.
Ha! So that was Project Puppet Master.
And that's where Fortune comes in.
Actually, it was long before that. I had recently launched a series of cyber attacks on high-profile Imperium targets. Erarch took notice. Long story short, he reached out and managed to talk me into doing some personal business for him. The jobs are all vigilante work. It didn't make any sense that a politician would actually spend his own money to clean up the garbage. But now I realize he was just investing in my trust. Eventually, he began to ask me about my plan for revolution. We both knew we'd need to put a team together, so we began to look at candidates. He told me he had his eye on a scientist that could make us soldiers, and was unhappy with their current position. That's when I extracted Lily. I would have never guessed, not in a million years, that he was putting together two parallel operations.
And now I understand why he told me not to go after Lily. He was sending her to the B-Squad.
Shut off, Blythe! You're the B-Squad!
That's right. This fucking ship is A all the way.
Erarch told you not to go after Dr. Margulis, but you still hired me. Why?
I can wager a guess at that. She's a vindictive shrew.
I'm vindictive? You stole Mr. Tinklebottoms!
Mr. Tinkle what? What is that?
This is Mr. Tinklebottoms. It's a priceless stuffed animal that traveled with me here all the way from Earth. What kind of evil bitch takes a childhood toy from her ex on the way out?
Really? Don't get me wrong, because I think you're a proper lady and all, but fuck me! That's seriously uncalled for!
All right, maybe I went a bit too far, but that doesn't mean she had the right to put a bloody contract on me.
Why? Did you send the Huntress after the Mary Celeste and almost kill everyone here over some stuffed animal swiping carpet muncher rage? You know what? I never thought the day would come when I'd meet someone with a worse temper than me.
This is unfucking believable. I saved your life. How could you do that to me?
You were dead to me. We were supposed to avenge our empire together. Instead, you refused and ran off. And what reason did you give me? Oh yes, so you could drown in cheap drugs and expensive whores for the rest of your life.
That's not true at all. I clearly said expensive drugs and cheap whores. There's a big fucking difference, mate.
Oh, is there any discernible benefit to allowing this prattle to continue?
Come on, Captain. Can you seriously blame me if I thought you were going to become nothing more than a loser of no significance?
No, after what happened between us, I can't blame you for doubting me. But look what I've become.
I'm the captain of the ship with the highest bounty in Prodigium history, and I've packed it to the brim with the sexiest, strongest Sheilas in the galaxy.
And clearly, every last one of them cares about me more than you ever did. What do you have? Nothing but a failed dick flop of a terrorist organization. And your only friend in the galaxy is a stuffed dirty cotton child's toy.
Damn.
Who's the loser now?
Blythe, I believe it would be best if you left the room.
For once in a long time, Doctor, there's something we actually agree on.
Well, I didn't think it was possible for things to be more awkward than when you brought the Huntress back.
I also can't think of any other RPG where two villains in a row switched sides and became recruitable right at the end of the game, but hey,
here we are.
Like, the bad guy?
You could say that. And who are you?
I'm Dalek the Mechanic, brah. I take care of the Mary Celeste. Oh, and I made that stealth magnet bomb that tore your ship a new asshole. Pretty fucking genius, right?
As much as it displeases me, I must offer some begrudging respect to anyone that can bypass my defense grid and penetrate the hull of the Turbulence. By the way, you're Veneran, aren't you? Or at least half of one.
Yep, that's right. And it looks like you're about 3/4 of a solar. You lose that arm in battle or unsuccessfully trying to pull the stick out of your ass.
You're sharper than you look.
Appreciate it. Hey, you want to take a hit off this? Might make you feel better.
Well, I can certainly see you belong on this ship.
Pardon me, but you just seem like you've got your panties in one hell of a bind, and I'm just trying to open you up a bit so I can make you feel better. Wait, I didn't mean it like that.
It's all right. Besides, I don't wear panties. Now, shut the fuck up and give me that stupid thing.
Whoa, lady! That's some serious shit I got packed in there. You might want to ease up on the intake.
I've done this before, okay? It may have been a while, but I know what I'm... Fuck me.
Are you okay, man?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I think I'm seeing doubles, though. Actually, make that triples.
Are you by any chance looking at my balls? Because then you're actually fine. Venerans are supposed to have 6.
Whoa, interesting.
So, that Aerarch guy reamed you pretty good too, huh?
Yes, he did. And he will regret it. That I can assure you. But, you know what? Even though my hatred for Aerarch is greater than any other absolute fuck that's ever tried to end me in the past, it seems so insignificant right now.
I guess that hit mellowed you out pretty good.
It's not that. It's because I'm ashamed. I was this close to destiny, And it all went to shit. I fucked up everything because of my anger yet again. And now, every person I've ever respected is dead, or has chosen to leave me.
That's not true. What about the captain? And Lily? They're here.
Lily? Fuck that bitch forever for what she did to Mr. Tinklebottoms. As for the captain, our history is complicated. Someone I greatly admired once asked me to swear an oath to protect him. At first, I saw him as nothing more than a pathetic obligation, and I hated him for everything he chose to be. I always pushed the captain to be disciplined, to focus, to become stronger, so I wouldn't have to worry about him anymore. And in the end, I'm the one that tried to kill him.
Yep, I see where you're going with this. That's about as bad as you can possibly fuck up that kind of arrangement.
You see? I even failed to keep my promise. And when I finally realized what he meant to me, that same promise prevented me from getting what I did want. It doesn't matter. Now he thinks I'm a goddamn psychopath loser. And he's right. The only way I know how to feel better is by getting revenge. But now, I have no one to blame but myself for this fucking mess.
Who says revenge has to be about violence?
You're not going to start rambling off some insightful moral tale from your backstory that somehow relates to my current situation and makes what I need to do in order to fix the problem at hand clear. Are you?
It is a bit tropey, but hey, you know, quit breaking my balls and listen up, all right? Being as pretty as I am, I wasn't exactly popular with my fellow Van Arens. They thought I was a loser too. Useless. Some fucking trash-diving weirdo that spent all day sifting through the Imperium dump site on my planet. No matter how I try to fit in, they didn't give a fuck about me. Until we got word the planet was about to crack. Then, the fact that I could slap together a shuttle with a stealth drive from a pile of scraps suddenly meant something.
Are you saying that you're the one responsible for saving the Van Aren from extinction?
I could have easily left them all to die. But seeing the look on the faces of those fuckers when we made it past the Imperium blockade is still, by far, the greatest feeling I've ever had in my life. And brah, I've done every drug in the fucking galaxy. What I'm saying is this. The best revenge is proving the people that doubted you wrong. For someone like Aerarch, yeah, that means killing him.
Oh yes, that's definitely going to happen.
But for Lily, the rest of the crew, and especially the captain, it's proving to them they were wrong. Because the fact that you feel bad in the first place proves you're not a complete fucking psycho. Now all you gotta do is say you're sorry if you let any of your asshole tendencies push them away. Or almost get them killed. Like multiple times in your case.
Fuck. Fuck! You're right! But still, how exactly do you apologize to someone for putting a hit on them?
Well, I'm no expert when it comes to relationships, but speaking as a dude, nothing says, I'm sorry for trying to have you murdered, like putting a dude's balls in your mouth. Plus, you kind of implied you had some kind of weird residual feelings going on anyways, so yeah.
You dumpy little red bastard. I don't know how to thank you for this.
You could show me your tits later.
Absolutely not. Bye.
That fucking guy owes me so hard for this.
Permission to enter, Captain?
Look, Blythe, this ain't the time to start getting cute with me. I've thought it over, and I think it's best we find you somewhere safe while the rest of us figure out this Arok situation.
I don't think so, you fucker. I'm staying.
I don't think that's such a good... Are you high right now?
I saved your life. You saved mine. But now, you saved mine again. We're not even. Plus, I sent an assassin after you, so I definitely owe you now.
Why did you always care about me so much? I never understood it. There were plenty of blokes just like me under your command. Ones that weren't complete pissheads. You never let them get away with half the shit I did.
The truth is that I loathed you. Do you know why? Because even when you were a complete fuck-up, you always found a way to make me proud.
Did you just say you were proud of me?
Yes, I did.
Wow. That means a lot.
Captain, did your cock just get hard?
Oh, shit! Sorry!
Sorry for what?
Because you've always been like a mum to me. But you've got these giant, amazing tits and ass, and... Oh, when you yell and talk down to me, it confuses my dick so much.
I always look for the best solution in the long term, Captain. I think there's a tension here that needs to be... removed. Also, I'm so pissed off right now that I've got to take it out on something. And I really rather it be you than that six-bald imp in the hangar.
At least you know where you got the drugs from now.
Enough stalling. Look, soldier. You can either fuck my ass, mouth, and pussy as hard as you can, and in that order, or I'll find someone who will.
Yes, ma'am.
Ah!